Hi, so Sarah and I are going to talk to you today about the contributions of the U.S. AIDS Education and Training Center's program to the goals of the National HIV-AIDS Strategy. Neither of us have any disclosures or relationships to disclose. So about the AATCs, so the AATCs, which is the AIDS Education and Training Centers, is a federally funded program, and it began in 1987. It's a part of HRSA, that's who funds it, the Health Resources and Services Administration, and it's part F of the Ryan White Care Program. The mission of the AATCs is to improve the quality of life for persons living with HIV/AIDS through provider education and training. And so we really do five different types of training, and it's directed towards the Big Six. There's an emphasis, so Big Six providers, which is physicians, nurse practitioners, registered nurses, dentists, pharmacists, and physician's assistants. And they do five different types of training, so there's didactic training, skills-building trainings, in-depth clinical training, and then there's individual and group-level clinical consultation and technical assistance and capacity-building at the agency level. So there are 11 regional AATCs, and they have 100 local performance sites. There's 9 telehealth centers, 3 national centers, and 8 graduate health profession programs. And this map here tells you all the different states that compose the 11 regions. And so we're the National Evaluation Center, so we're one of the 3 funded centers. And so we do the national analysis for this federally funded program. You've already seen these for the NHAS goals. So there's 3 main goals: to reduce new HIV infections, to improve health and access, and to reduce HIV-related disparities. So what we're going to talk to you today is that we evaluated all the reported AATC trainings in funding year 12-13, which goes from July 1st, 2012 to June 30th, 2013. And so we assessed whether the training topics and trainee demographics were consistent with NHAS goals. The methods we use, so we collect 2 different standardized process data forms. There's a participant information form, which has demographics from the trainee, and then there's an event record that's completed by AATC staff that has training topics, the type of training, and a bunch of other things included. So we use those 2 forms. We consolidated them into a national data set as of November 5th, 2014. And then we also use national estimates of physicians and pharmacists from the area health resources file. We use that to calculate training rates among these trainee subgroups, and so that file is derived from the American Community Survey. And then we also provide a descriptive summary of the training events and participants highlighting NHAS goals or steps towards a goal. So in terms of trainings that are related to the goals, so the training topics we looked at for goal 1, reducing new HIV infections, included pediatric HIV management, dash perinatal transmission, risk assessment, risk reduction, dash harm reduction, routine HIV testing, and medication management. For goal 1, step 2, expand targeted efforts to prevent HIV infection using a combination of effective evidence-based approaches. We looked at training topics of pre-exposure prophylaxis. And then for goal 4, achieve a more coordinated national response to the HIV epidemic, we looked at AHC trainings that were done in collaboration with other agencies, other centers, and other just other entities, basically. And now I'm going to switch over to Sarah, and she's going to talk to you about the results.
Okay, so first I'd like to present some overall results. During the analytic period of fiscal year 2012 through 13, the AATCs delivered almost 15,000 trainings. The trainings were attended by over 112,000 provider trainees, of whom over 56,000 were unique individual trainees. Designating 23 of the 44 topics to cover in NHAS goal, we found that 93% of AATC trainings were relevant to a goal. A targeted population topic was indicated for about half of the AATC trainings, and 40% of the trainings were administered in collaboration with another center or agency. So we'll now discuss the results that we found relevant to the National HIV/AIDS Strategy goal of reduction of new HIV infections. For the prevention and behavior change topic, almost 7,000 events, just under half of all trainings, included at least one of these topics. Medication adherence was a topic for approximately 43% of the trainings. Pre- and post-exposure prophylaxis was a topic in over 2,000 trainings. And finally, just about 10% of trainings included the topic of pediatric HIV management and perinatal transmission. We were able to align many AATC training topics with the National HIV-AIDS Strategy goals of supporting people living with HIV who have co-occurring conditions and the reduction in HIV-related disparities. The types of AATC trainings aligned with these goals include the topics listed on the slides. For example, comorbidities, care coordination, and various targeted populations. So this slide presents the proportion of trainings related to the specific topics shown in the last table. The bar graph shows that over one-third of all trainings included the topic of comorbidities, followed by racial ethnic minorities, substance abuse, mental health, and community linkages. Even the category with the lowest proportion of coverage, immigrant and border populations, was at 9.4%. And for the last part of our analysis, we assessed the characteristics of AATC provider trainees. So in the last few tables and graphs, we had shown the actual events, and now we're looking at the people who participated in the events. To see, in support of the last goal, to establish a seamless system to link persons with HIV/AIDS to continuous and quality care, and whether deliberate steps to increase the number and diversity of providers is happening by looking at whether clinical and non-clinical providers are being trained, and the experience and diversity of providers and their professional settings. So this graph shows the provider types trained at AATC events during the analytic period. We deduplicated to include only unique provider participants because some providers actually attended more than one training during the analytic period. The blue bars designate clinical providers and the yellow bars designate non-clinical providers. And as you can see, there are over two-thirds who are clinical providers and one-third non-clinical. And we also see diversity in the provider type, with nurses, physicians, other non-clinical professionals, and social workers being among the top provider types. To address our question about provider trainee characteristics, specifically whether the AATCs are training new providers to increase the number of skilled providers caring for persons with HIV/AIDS, about 16% were new or novice HIV providers. One-fifth of the providers had an employment setting in a rural area. And about half of the trainees provided direct services to at least some minority clients with HIV. Overall, just over one-quarter of the trainees estimated serving mostly minorities. We performed an analysis among the physician trainee subgroup. The numbers of trainees by race are shown in the blue bars of the graph. While white physicians comprise the largest proportion of physician trainees, followed by other race ethnicity, which includes Asian, Pacific Islander, American Indian, Alaskan Native, and multiracial, just the numbers don't tell the full story. When we use estimated denominators of physicians in the U.S. by race, we found that the training rate for physicians was lower among white providers than among Latinos, African Americans, and all other non-white racial groups. There were 18.6 African American and 18.6 Latino physicians per 1,000 compared with 8.4 white physicians per 1,000. And so you could see those rates plotted in purple on that figure. And so a similar pattern emerges when you look at the pharmacist trainee subgroups. Among the trainee count is shown in the blue bars, and the pharmacist training rate is shown in the purple diamonds again. And so while white pharmacists comprise the highest number of pharmacist trainees, there were higher rates among Latino and African American pharmacists getting trained by AATCs compared with the overall training rate for this profession. There were 20.2 African American, 21.2 Latino pharmacists per 1,000 compared with 14.4 white pharmacists per 1,000. These descriptive analyses showed that the majority of AETC training events targeted national HIV/AIDS strategy goals and steps. Approximately two-thirds of trainees were clinical providers and one-third were non-clinical. Even though there were more white providers attending trainings, higher rates of African American and Latino providers were trained compared with the rate of white providers in the physician and pharmacist professional subgroups. This analysis has a number of strengths. The data source is a national comprehensive data set. You know, we had over 100,000 trainees. The trainers and trainees use standardized data collection forms. Reporting of these data is mandated by the federal funders. Some limitations include a certain degree of subjectivity in selecting topics covered during the training. There may be some missing or invalid ID information required to link records. And for our rate calculations, the denominator was only an estimate, and not all professions are grouped in the same way in the two data sources, so there were actually limited subgroup analyses that we could perform. This was a descriptive analysis of trainings and participants during one fiscal year. In the future, we hope to look across fiscal years of data to see if any training topics became more or less prominent. We might be able to use a text-based analysis to review the occurrence of certain keywords in the event title, such as stigma, which is aligned with the National HIV/AIDS strategy goal of reducing HIV-related disparities and health inequities. Our analysis used process data, enabling us to look at whether the trainings occurred and who attended the trainings, but it was not looking at the quality of the trainings or the reported effectiveness. So we do collect evaluation outcomes, and we can compare them, the self-reported knowledge improvement and skills implementation among demographic groups of providers in the future. So the federal AETC program, by focusing on providers, fits in with the overall national HIV/AIDS strategy goal to train new HIV providers and minority providers, and to cover training topics important for addressing HIV-related disparities and implementing the latest evidence-based strategies. Some of the training topics, such as medication adherence and special populations, overlap to cover multiple goals. These trainings serve as interventions at the provider level to reach patient health outcomes that are described through national HIV/AIDS strategy steps. There may be a cascading impact on improved population-level health outcomes as a result of HIV provider-directed trainings, not measured simply through the number of trainings. And it's useful to have this framework of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy to see how federal programs are addressing the HIV epidemic. We'd like to acknowledge our funders, our collaborators, the AETC's administering trainings, the provider trainees, our colleague Lisa Giorgetti. We have two websites if you'd like more information on the AETC's, and the website for the National Evaluation Center is shown. Thank you so much. If you'd like to contact either Kevin or me, our email is here. Thank you.